Good morning. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we thank you again for listening to our radio program today. We're grateful to have the opportunity to share messages from God's Word. My plan for the week is to introduce a topic this morning and build upon that each and every day. So I hope that you're able to listen to us, but we'll do a quick review each morning to refresh your memory on the things that we've talked about. And the subject for us today, for this week, is a day of good news. And we're going to turn to the Old Testament, 2 Kings chapter 6, and begin reading there to build upon an account there in Scripture to help us think through, again, our topic, which is a day of good news. As we turn back to 2 Kings, you might remember that this is the time in Bible history where the nation of Israel is divided. We sometimes refer to it as the divided kingdom. And you have the nation of Israel in the north, the nation of Judah in the south. And at this time, the nation of Syria has sieged the city of Samaria. And so this would be in the nation of Israel. So Samaria is seized, and great trouble is there. There's a great famine in the land. And I want you to hear what the scriptures say about how great this famine was. In 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning in verse 25, it says, "And there was a great famine in Samaria. And indeed, they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver, and 1/4 a cob of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver." Now, that's probably hard for us to imagine and understand, but I think it's important to hear how those really just disgusting items were now high-priced commodities that could only be purchased for a large sum of money. That'll give you a picture of just how great and how desperate the situation was during this famine. The Bible also shares with us just a few verses later that there were 4 lepers that were outside the city who really were in a fairly desperate situation themselves. Let's begin reading again in verse 3 of chapter 7, where the Bible says, "Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, 'Why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now therefore, come, let us surrender to the army of the Syrians. If they keep us alive, we live. If they kill us, we shall die.'" So these lepers realized that they didn't really have much of a choice at all. They were going to die one way or the other, and their only chance was to really go out to that Syrian army and throw themselves at their mercy. The Bible tells us that they did just that the following morning, but to their surprise, they found that the camp was empty. The Lord had caused a great sound to come upon the army of Syria, to where they thought that a great army was coming to destroy them. So much to the surprise of the lepers, when they go to throw themselves at the mercy of the army of Syria, they find the camp empty. So the Bible tells us that these leprous men, that they go into tent after tent, that they eat and drink, that they take clothing and gold and silver, and that they take it and hide it. And then they kind of come to themselves. And here's the point I want us to make this morning. In verse 9 of chapter 7 in 2 Kings, it says that, "Then they said to one another, 'We are not doing right. This is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household.'" And what a great example that is when we think about our subject of a day of good news. These leprous men who society did not want, they had information, they had news to share with those that were in that city suffering from that great famine that could save their lives. And at first they held on to it themselves. But I love what it says when they say, "We are not doing right, for this is a day of good news." So you might be able to tell what we want to talk about the rest of the week. We want to build upon that story and think about the good news that we have to share with the world and have to share with those who really need to hear it. So I hope you'll join us each morning as we'll build upon that thought. As we close this morning, let me just take just a moment to invite you to visit with us sometime at the Oakland Church of Christ. We'd love to have you. If you're familiar with the area, we are on Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. We meet each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study, 10:20 for a period of worship, again in the afternoon at 5 p.m. for worship, and we also gather on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for Bible study, where we have classes for all ages. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to encourage you. We'd love to study the Bible with you. But if you ever have the opportunity to come, we would love to have you. Thank you, and may God bless you.